Blog Talk Radio.
This morning and the sound of my voice are encouraged today. No matter what you may be going through, you can be encouraged with the word of God today. And we have an exciting topic today that we're going to be sharing with you all today. And for all of you that would like for someone to hear the show, have them call into area code 646-716-4389. That number again is area code 646-716-4389. I feel this topic today, they will really enjoy, enlighten them, and will help them along their Christian journey. But before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Dear Lord, help us and your voice to submit to your will, Lord Jesus. Through your Spirit, strengthen my conviction of your purpose, that you will become supreme in my life. In this being, help me to follow the supreme example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you for each and every person that will call in today, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be something from the Word of God, dear Heavenly Father, that will draw them closer and closer to thy bleeding side, dear Heavenly Father. Bless every guest that will come on the air today, dear Heavenly Father. Cover them with the blood of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. Anoint them ever the more, dear Heavenly Father, in Jesus' divine will. Amen and thank God. Well, today, our topic is anointed for God's purpose. And from this topic, I'm going to go to the scripture. The first scripture will be Luke 24 and 49. And the word of God said, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endowed with power from on high." My. You know you have to be endowed with the power of God, the anointed, for God's purpose today. You know, just as being saved prepare you for heaven, being filled with the Holy Spirit prepare you for your earthly walk with the Lord. You know, as I was reading, the disciples were of no earthly good until they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And that's the same with us today. What can we do without the Holy Ghost? We need power from on high. And that is the reason Jesus said, "Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with the power from on high." We have to have the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We can't go out and do nothing without the Holy Ghost. You know, you have to be so careful. A lot of people coming out in the name of Jesus, they say, but you watch it now. You watch to see where the power is. It's a lot of people saying that they got the power of the Holy Ghost. But do you see the evidence? You need to see the evidence that they say they have. Why are so many sick people walking around? Why are so many people confessing that they have the anointing? But you don't see any evidence. You know, in other words, don't leave the upper room. That's what he was telling the disciples. Until you receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Don't go out laying hands on nobody. The word says, lay hands on no man suddenly. If you know you don't have what it takes to deliver a person from out of the sins that they're in, the demons that's in them, don't put your hand on them. Make sure you have been endowed with the power of God. You know, you may be ready to go to heaven, but you will be of no earthly good until you receive the anointing. So we need the anointing today. So anyone that wants to call in or talk about the anointing for God's purpose, feel free to press 1 on your keypad, because this is a vital importance of today. You know, the anointing of the Holy Ghost is tangible. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for all of you all. The enemy do not want me to talk about this today. And the guest that's on, it just knocked me completely off the switchboard. But praise be to God, I am back on. And I have my first caller on the air. Let me bring him in. Good morning, caller. You are now on the air.
Praise the Lord this morning. How you doing, great overseer?
I'm doing great. The enemy do not want us to talk about the anointing. Prophet, it knocked me slap off the air. I had to redial, call back in to get back in. You know, God is a good God today, but we're going to talk about the anointing for God's purpose. So go right ahead, great overseer.
Prophet. Well, believe it or not, mine dropped the call at the same time yours did.
Ah.
I had to call back in and get the number. I understand why the enemy is trying to stop this from coming forth, because the devil really don't want to be exposed today what is going to be exposed. When you look at the fact that you talk about power and you talk about the anointing, the devil has no respect at all for the things that we are doing, because he recognizes that we don't have any power.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in the church and do anything he wants to do any way that he chooses to do. And since he knows that we don't have any power, he can do it any way that he desires. Now, if you look at the first chapter of Acts, it says that, "But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you."
Mm-hmm.
When you think about that, great overseer, the reason why come the devil has no respect for us now is because we've got power, but we don't have no Holy Ghost.
All right.
You got people going around here with power, but there's no evidence of the Holy Ghost.
Okay.
So when you look at the fact that no one is being challenged to determine if they've got the power of the Holy Ghost or not, people are not asking the questions, because it exposes everyone that don't have the power nor the Holy Ghost. So it's really sad what's going on in this great world of ours, because you'll notice that if you ask any of these prophets, apostles, bishops, deacons, spiritual icons and gurus, if they've got any power, they'll tell you, "We've got plenty of power."
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell you that they've got plenty of the Holy Ghost. But if you ask them what they're working with and show me how it's working, then that's the end of it. So it's really sad, but what can you say?
Yes, yes, yes. Because, you know, we've been so many places, so many churches that profess to have the power. And you don't see the evidence. You don't see no evidence. And we have to be so careful as men and women of God. If we have it, we should use it. We shouldn't have to wait for somebody to validate us. Other words, if God has given it to you, you know you have it, and you see you God put you in an area that you need to use it and utilize it, we need to do it. But make sure it's under the power of the Holy Ghost. Not just what somebody done told you, or somebody trying to make you think you have in 5 and 10 minutes. This is something, the anointing is what God give you. The anointing means, you know, is a chosen one from God. The Bible said that Jesus Christ was anointed by God with the Holy Spirit to spread the good news and free through those who have been held captive by sin. And, you know, God has also sealed us and give us the Spirit in our heart as a guarantee. So we, you know, a lot of people say, "Well, you know, I'm anointing with this R." The R is good, but you have to go to the Word and understand what it means to smear, rub with R, and by implication to consecrate, say, for offices or religious service. You know, in the Bible times, people was anointed with R to signify God's blessing or call on that person's life. You know, and a person was anointed for a specific purpose, to be a king or to be a prophet, to be a builder, and so forth. And there's nothing wrong with an anointing a person with all today. We have to make sure that the purpose of anointing is in agreement with Scripture. An anointing should not be viewed as a magic potion, which somebody and some people think it is, but it's not. The oil itself does not have any power. It is only God that can anoint a person for a specific purpose. And if we use oil, it's only a symbol of what God is doing in our life. Go ahead, great overseer.
Well, great overseer, ma'am, I'm going to say something, and it's really going to cause a controversy. And
yes,
quite a few people are probably going to get upset about what I'm about to say.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's anybody on this call that claims to have the Holy Ghost in power,
mm-hmm,
I'm going to say something now that's going to challenge quite a few people in the Houston area.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the devil, when you go to the deceivers, when you go to the destroyers, and you ask them, what are the places that they've got targeted to where there's less interference in the spiritual realm?
Mm-hmm.
When you go to them and ask them, what place can we go to implement our plan? It's a sad thing that that Houston, Texas, in that area,
mm-hmm,
in the Houston, Texas, is one of the main places where demons say that we can go and do anything we want to do and worry about the power of God. Now, that's really sad. Now, if anybody under the sound of Prophet Sims' voice chooses to challenge what it is that I'm saying, the only thing they have to do, if they've got the Holy Ghost, just go to the devil, the deceivers and destroyers, and see what they'll tell them. Houston is a place, the area, to where there's less power, to where there's less anointing of the Holy Ghost, and many, many places that's in the world. So you can actually see the results of that by the statistics of the things that's going on as far as when you talk about power. So, you know, I welcome anyone, great overseer, to challenge what it is that I've just said, because if you've got any connections with God, you should have some connections with the devil, because there was never a situation in a time to where the Lord did not associate with the devil to challenge him to see who really was real and who was not real, who's really faking it till they make it. And when you look at the Houston area, it is a place to where the demons of hell are able to have a heyday in churches. It's a sad situation, but it's definitely one of the hit lists to where they have open season. Thank you, Mandy.
Oh, praise. You know, I thank you. I don't know who's listening in, but to God be the glory, to God be the glory. Because what you're saying is so true. And when we read this word and understand what God is saying to us and what's happening now, like you say, you know, people sitting down idly, seeing things going on. They're not saying anything. They're not doing anything. And we as Christians should stand up and be what God want us and telling us to be. We can't run and put our head between our legs and forget about what's going on. We should come together. We say we save and sanctify, filled with the Holy Ghost, with evidence of speaking in tongues. But then when things come up, arise, everybody run and hide their hands, throw a ball or what, rock or whatever. And you know, what you were saying, Prophet, is so true. And as I was thinking as I came up upon this scripture and reading for the program today, anointed for God's purpose, a lot of people don't even know what their purpose are. They haven't consulted God. They just run out trying to do something because they see somebody else do it. But really, truly, do they know what they are anointed to do, Prophet?
Mm. Well, it's really sad, great overseer, because, see, notice as which is a part of your topic, not getting away from it at all.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the book of Acts, the first chapter,
mm-hmm,
and at the 8th verse, it says that is that when you get this Holy Ghost, that you're going to have this power. And then it says that you're going to be witnesses for me.
Mm-hmm.
To reveal the righteousness, the holiness, the goodness of what it is that I am.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's true, why come nobody's witnessing and standing up for that if they're supposed to have the Holy Ghost? So it's evident that, you know, you can be a part of any type of sin or associated with any type of sin in that Houston area, and nobody's going to challenge you at all. You know,
mm-hmm.
You've got churches in the Houston area, they call the concubine ministry, to where it's okay to have sex with other people in the church. And nobody coming against these type of things.
Mm-hmm.
Homosexual running rampant. Nobody standing up saying, well, Lord, I'm going to stand for you. But the word says that the Holy Ghost gives you power to stand for the righteousness of God and the things of God. When you look at the fact that there's not many people standing and the devil is saying, well, okay, this is a place where we can come and do whatever we need to do, however we choose to do it, and we're not going to have any opposition from Christians whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at it, it's a known fact. In the spiritual realm, I'm not talking about all of the fanfare that goes on the surface. I'm not talking about all the conferences that's going on. I'm not talking about all the accolades and claims to fame. I'm talking about in the spiritual realm what the demons are saying. What the devil, Houston, this area is a place, is a mecca, is a hub, so that we can come and implement our plans of vile affection. Is a place where we can come and do all unclean things that we choose to do. And we're not going to have any opposition from the spiritual realm because they don't have enough power.
Mm-hmm.
In order to fight in the spiritual realm, you've got to have power to fight.
That's right.
If you don't have the power to fight, great overseer, it's quite evident that you know that you outwitted and outmatched. So what you do, you don't rock no boat.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you know that you've got power to challenge the unrighteousness and the unclean things of the dark world, then you will come forth and say, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me in heaven and earth, according to St. Matthew 28:18, to fight these things.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no opposition whatsoever. You can say and do anything in the churches nowadays, and what's going to happen, the majority of the pastors, people that's in the Christian field, they're going to back up one another by not saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
They fall into tradition of men, ritualism, and all these other things that they don't want to expose, that they don't have no power, so nobody just says nothing. They just be quiet. So it's really sad because of the evidence that's being revealed in the spiritual realm. So, you know, when you look at the fact that nobody is going to challenge Prophet Sims concerning this situation, is because of the fact they're going to expose who they are. Not only are they going to expose who they are, they're going to expose the level of power that they're supposed to have.
That's true. Thank you. And, you know, as you were speaking of Prophet, I was thinking about also when you say that when you were saying about the power, we was talking about the anointing and all the great gurus all around the country that give their accolades and things. I noticed on Facebook, you were the only one I saw that sent a health thing to Aretha Franklin on how she could be healed. And I think about the man that was laying side the road in the man at Bethesda for 38 years in the Word of God, and how people pass you every day. They have a lot of pat you on the back, but how many people can walk up and really say that I have the anointing for healing? In other words, I use that example where this is what God said, if you do this, you will be healed. I don't see things like that. The Word is speaking about this, but I don't see this happening in the churches. And they said they're a fivefold ministry, but I don't see no evidence of nothing going forth in the body of Christ. What the word say that should be going on and that we should have greater power. So tell me, what's happening? If I'm reading the word, and the word is what I have to go by, it's telling me in the word that you have power. You're supposed to have the power. You're supposed to have greater powers than he did. You say you're a fivefold ministry, but you don't see none of these things going about in the ministry. That make you think, well, who telling the truth? You know God ain't lying, so who lying? What's going on? And, you know, people coming out of the churches, going in the church the same way and coming out the same way they went in. It's no change.
There's no change.
Once upon a time, go ahead.
There's not going to be a change, great overseer, because, see, the fact of the matter, those that's in the position of authority don't have no Holy Ghost. They don't have the Holy Ghost, period. And so they know they don't have the Holy Ghost. So if I know I don't have the Holy Ghost and I know you don't have the Holy Ghost, then we don't have to worry about telling on one another. That's the way it's working.
Hmm.
See, if I know I don't have the Holy Ghost and you ain't got the Holy Ghost, so here it is. You can't challenge me and I can't challenge you. It's like going to take a test and you don't have a pencil to write with.
Uh-huh.
The same way. You can't pass the test if you don't have the pencil to write with.
That's right.
You can't pass the test or the challenges of the Holy Ghost, great overseer. The Holy Ghost tells you exactly how that things should go. In other words, the Holy Ghost reveals to you the traits, the attributes, the characteristics of what it is you are. The Holy Ghost reveals exactly the truth of who and what he or she is.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get ready to examine a person about the Holy Ghost, you don't have to judge him because there ain't no such thing as judging. The Holy Ghost examines himself.
Mm-hmm.
So when you, what the Holy Ghost says that you should be doing according to the power of the Holy Ghost, then all of a sudden the gauge that is placed beside me and the gauge that's placed beside you and all of these other supposedly called spiritual people in the fivefold ministry, all of a sudden you can look and see that we're coming up short.
Mm-hmm.
That exemplifies the characteristics and the nature of the Holy Ghost is saying this. And when I put myself beside it, all of a sudden the works that the Holy Ghost is doing, they're not there. So all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost says this. The Holy Ghost says that these signs will follow them that believe. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
It says now that you should lay hands on the sick.
Mm-hmm.
You'll recover. That's what the Holy Ghost says, right?
That's what it says.
That put that gauge beside me, and so all of a sudden I'm laying hands on the sick. And all of a sudden, great overseer, I'm getting what they got.
Hmm.
I'm getting sicker by laying hands on them than them getting rid of what it is they've got. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ghost says also that if you got the Holy Ghost, greater works than these that you'll be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I go to the Father. So you put that gauge beside me and you say, well, prophet, what have you been doing to reveal that the presence of the Holy Ghost is with you? Okay, boom. Here's another gauge. Who have you led to the Lord? Here's another gauge. I haven't led nobody to the Lord in 150 years, but I got the Holy Ghost. So you go to Luke 4 and 18, you've got another gauge, great overseer. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Yeah.
Heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captive, recover sight to the blind, and to set liberty to them that are bruised. So you put that gauge beside me, you come to find out that I don't have any of those attributes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't find that I've got any of those traits. You come to find out, instead of me being delivered from things, you notice that I'm acquiring things that are unclean upon my body, upon my mind and my spirit. And so all of that, the gauge reveals that here it is, just like this other person that we know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how is it possible that you can tell me that the Holy Ghost is with you, in you, and around you, And you've done had this type of attack on you all of this last year so many times that you can't keep number up with it.
Mm-hmm.
But you got the Holy Ghost. So it's quite simple. That you're not going to hear a lot of people calling in on talks like this here.
Mm-mm.
Because they don't want to expose Great Overseer that they don't have no Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
If you asked 9 out of 10 members of the fivefold ministry if they've got the Holy Ghost, 9 out of 10 are going to tell you they got it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put that gauge next to them, Great Overseer, you're going to find out that they're proper lying instead of proper sign. So
and that is, ooh, gee, that is so true. And I think about, you know, we wonder why people are not staying in the body of Christ, because the church is within you, yourself. But in the body of Christ, because, like for myself, I want more than what I'm seeing. I want more. Everything God said in his word, I want it. I want to be operating in it. I want to be doing what it say. And when I go places and I don't see that going on, I'm feeling, wait a minute. Now, this is what you say you are, or this is what you say your mission is and your vision and stuff, but you ain't lining up with God. So, you know, or it's something wrong. God ain't lying, so something ain't right somewhere. So, you know, that's what I think. I thought, because I figured this wasn't a topic that everybody need to listen to and check themselves, including myself. I don't come on here with anything that I haven't checked and asked God about for myself, because I want to be in the Word. I want to be found doing right. I don't want to be leading nobody astray. Because I've been led astray enough. I want to get it right. I want to be in the right place, in the right frame of mind, in the right area where God can bless me and do what he say and he need to do for me. Because if we are sitting in churches 10, 20, and 30 years listening to the same thing where we see no changes, you got somebody sitting right there on the side of you. Got a tumor in them. And you say you got the anointing in you. You got the Holy Ghost. You mean you can't lay hands on that person and that tumor can come out without them have to go to the hospital? Now, sometimes I can see he give us physician. I know that. But if we got such great power, where is it?
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Great Overseer, and I want you to hear me right carefully. They got conferences going on around the country every day, all day long. And everybody's looking for one thing. You know what that is?
Money.
A word. No, they're looking for
a word.
Do you have a word for me? Do you have a word? I need a word. I need a word. But do you ever hear anybody ask for the Holy Ghost?
Mm-mm.
See, they're looking for words.
Mm-hmm.
But what good of words, and what good is all of these accolades of conferencing if you ain't got no Holy Ghost to go with the word?
All right.
So if you don't have no Holy Ghost to go with the word, then all you got is you become a sounding bass and a tingling cymbal. It's
mm-hmm.
just that. See, it's time to quit faking it till you make it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no way possible that you can get right next to a person like you said and have a tumor. And let me give you a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
I meant to tell you this. The lady that we prayed for there in Galveston
had
massive heart attack. Massive. They didn't know if Clara was going to live or going to die. They didn't know exactly if her bodily organs would be able to function or not. Now, day before yesterday, Great Overseer, they let her out the hospital. Are you hearing me?
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Let her out of the hospital after being in the hospital with a massive heart attack. She's got out of the hospital in 3 days.
Oh, thank you, now, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm.
Now, this is what we know for a fact. The doctors are baffled. They are, mm-hmm. they don't understand how was it possible a heart attack this severe.
Yeah.
They had to put a stent, they had to put a balloon and angioplastic and all this stuff in it. They can't understand how she's healed up so well. They can't understand how all of her bodily functions or organs are operating properly and the oxygen cut off to the brain that she don't have no brain damage whatsoever.
Jesus.
This is what we talking about, Great Overseer. We're not talking about a lot of folks running around here running off at the mouth, talking about in the name of Jesus being healed, that don't have no power with their words. We're talking about seeing miracles take place right before they ever occur. And it's being told before the miracles come that they're going to be a miracle. So we recognize exactly what we're speaking about and what we're talking about. So when you look at the fact that the challenge comes to each and every one that claims to have the Holy Ghost with power, all of a sudden you're not going to have many people to stand up to the plate because they don't, they're not working with nothing. They don't have nothing to show that the manifestations and the presence and power of God is real. So when you look at the fact that we have proof and showing proof every day, that's the reason why come a lot of people are calling and getting in touch with Prophet Sims. Because like this lady that had these two tumors in her female organs, they told us, they said, well, you know, don't look like she's going to be able to make it. This stuff might be metastasized. We got another man that called the other day with prostate cancer. We got a praise report from him that, what did y'all say? What y'all saying? And I've been praying and it didn't do nothing. My pastor's been praying and nothing happened. The church was praying, did nothing happen. So what is it different with y'all that God is honoring y'all's request? Why is the Holy Ghost honoring what y'all are saying? So this is what we're talking about, Great Overseer.
How
do you have the Holy Ghost with power? What are the evidence that reveals that you got some Holy Ghost in you? And I'm not talking about no word talking, no allegation. I'm talking about what's true. So when you look at the anointing, you got 90% of the people in the church that's not anointed with power.
That's right.
And that's the reason why come this talk show you have, Great Overseer, ain't nobody gonna come on this show.
And you know something too, I realize, Prophet, those that have the anointing in them,
They say they have it. Right.
But those that really have the anointed prophet that's in some of these churches, the leaders won't let them go forth and use what God have given them. They have them sit on the pew and tell them they don't have it. They can't do this and do it. That's why it's so many people going out in the street, getting hooked on drugs and everything else and sin, because God have anointed for a purpose. But those in the church tell them they don't have what God done give them. They should see it. They should know it. But they won't allow them to use it.
Listen,
so
Great
what
Overseer.
Do you? Hey.
Now, I'm going to address that. Now, I want you to hear this carefully. If you got power, if you got an anointing, the Lord told me that the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
That's right.
That's what I'm going to say to you. Now, the only way that you let somebody hoodwink you in church about power is that you're not sure that you've got it.
Okay.
Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
See, once you know that you sure you got power, you can stand up in the synagogue just like Jesus and say, well, look here, I'm going to show you what I'm working with. I'm working with fire. And your anointing will be just like cream. It'll come straight to the top. Did you hear what I'm telling you?
Yes, sir.
Prophet Sims is a living testimony. They've been calling me all kind of coconuts, pineapples, and fruit cakes. And when the time comes, when I open my mouth in the name of Jesus, people recognize and realize that. They say, well, don't say nothing around Prophet. Be sure you watch what you say, because he working with something. Anointing that you got, all you got to do is sit in that church, and it won't be long that people are going to start coming to you for help. And they're going to know that you have the presence and the power of God on your life. They ain't going to go to that preacher now.
That's so true. That is so true.
They're they're going to bypass that preacher because they know mm-hmm. that preacher ain't got no power. But they're
mm-hmm.
coming. They're going to respect that preacher. They're going to honor that preacher. But they need some help. When you need help and you got a death sentence on you, that you got pancreatic cancer, just like we wrote Aretha Franklin. Aretha
uh-huh.
Franklin, we've got the recipe to heal you.
Uh-huh.
We recipe the power and the authority from the Holy Ghost to heal you if you will answer the request.
Yes, Lord.
Ain't nothing new. We know. We know what we're working with. So we put ourselves out on the line to say, okay, we know that the presence and power of God works with us. So Aretha Franklin, if you answer this text, this blog, or whatever you call it, you can be healed.
Mm-hmm.
How many people you know? Now, listen, tell you what I'm talking about. They got these folks running around here, these spiritual icons like Jesse Jackson them and Sharpton and all them. They praying for them. Let me tell you something, great overseer. According to the third chapter of Ecclesiastes, it ain't no time for praying. It's time for warfare. It's
yeah.
time to rip strongholds. It's time to say in the name of Jesus that Jesus Christ did not go to the cross and die in vain. Under the authority and the power that's placed in me by the true and living God, I command you, Pancratus, to get out of here and not to return. Be made
yeah.
whole in the name of Jesus. That's what time it is.
Yes,
but
it
you
is. Yes, it is.
Don't pray for me. When I got a monkey on my back, I don't need no prayer. I need warfare. I need
mm-hmm.
somebody that know how to go to the front line and remove strongholds out of my life.
Yeah.
I don't need you praying for me. I don't need you to come by looking and seeing how I'm doing. I need you to attack what's going on in my life. So that's the reason why the power of God, according to the 18th chapter of St. Matthew, if you got this power, is going to show up and it's going to overrule everything that's not right.
That's right.
So if anybody say, well, okay, well, I can't say this, I can't do that, you just keep sitting there at that church and watch and see how God elevates you up.
Uh-huh. Ooh, glory. I hope somebody is listening in today. They may have called in, but I hope sometime today or tonight in the archives that they will go to this program because I know they truly, truly will be helped through the word of God.
That's like the
and
young
the
lady.
Power.
Mm-hmm. That's like the young lady in Oklahoma. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
she
sir.
She got the gift of healing.
Uh-huh.
She don't know what to do with it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
She don't
mm-hmm.
know how to operate it. She
mm-hmm.
don't know how to have the Holy Ghost to come in her to tell her how to take authority over the situation she's with. So she's confused. She's in that
mm-hmm.
same situation that you talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So when you the fact that the Holy Ghost is authority, will take precedence over everything. It don't make no difference about the Sadducees, the Pharisees, or who show up. When
mm-hmm.
Jesus seen his power reign supreme, it rose straight to the top, regardless of the opposition. And so this is what we see at Yahweh School of the Prophets. We don't
yeah.
have to sit around and suck no rags and wait for somebody to tell us what to do under the power and authority of the Holy Ghost. We've already been given all power in heaven and earth, according to St. Matthew 28:18. We've got all power, and we use
That's
it.
That's right.
And here it is, people, when they see us, when we come on the scene, they don't talk in our face.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about
mm-hmm.
it. They don't
yeah.
say much of prophet sins because they know good and well they can feel the power emanating from off of this anointing that God has placed on my life. And it's not a conceited effort. It's not an effort to where you where you're bragging. It's an effort that gives God the glory for the price that he paid for.
Yeah.
So did he die in vain on my watch? No, not on Prophet Sims he didn't.
Not on Overseer Sadie.
That's the thing that I'm trying to explain in the message that we're conveying. You know,
uh-huh.
if there's anybody that wants to know about this power, wants to operate in this power, we can teach him how to acquire the power of the
yes.
Holy Ghost.
Yes. Yes. Let me see. You know, as I was reading, Prophet, it said, a lot of people say, well, how do you receive this anointing? It is not your responsibility to produce anything. The anointing is not something you make. It is not your responsibility to form a miracle. It is your responsibility to become filled with the anointing that can work the miracle. You are a vessel, And as I went to reading that about the vessel, I said, it's, you are like a blood vessel in your body. Blood vessels do not produce the blood, but the blood is manufactured by the marrow. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the divine asunders of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. And as I was reading that, you know, about the vessel, I went a little bit further. The marrow represents your spirit. Blood vessels do not produce blood, but blood vessels carry blood. You do not produce the anointing. The anointing is manufactured in your spirit. That
praise
is
God.
Why you need to have a spiritual life.
Praise
it
God.
Is not it's not enough to go to church on Sundays and be filled with biblical knowledge. It is not enough just to have the word of God without the spirit. You need a spirit-led life. You need the energy of the Holy Spirit to do the things of God. The energy comes from the manufacturing plant of your spirit. John 7:38 says, he that believeth on me, out of his belly, the marrow, the inward part, shall flow rivers of living water. Ha!
Praise God.
Oh, Jesus.
Overseer, let me show you
sir.
Something. It is the Holy Ghost or is the anointing, is it a gift? I'm going to ask you again now. I want you to hear
okay.
this very carefully. Is the Holy Ghost or the anointing that you have, is it a gift?
No.
You better watch out, great overseer.
Wait a minute. Yeah, that's right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, here it is. Have you ever known anybody to receive a gift from doing nothing?
No.
You
got to,
you hear what I'm saying?
You got to be doing something.
You got to be doing something to receive a gift. So there is a proper procedure, there is a principle and a technique that you have to be showing the Holy Ghost that you're interested, not only that you're interested, that you're qualified. Not only that you're qualified, that you can be trusted.
Y'all right.
All of a sudden, this is the reason why come a lot of people in the fivefold ministry don't have no Holy Ghost. They can't be trusted.
Uh-huh.
They ain't doing nothing.
Mm.
And they don't have a desire.
So it's
quite simple. You know, the Holy Ghost ain't going to come and give you nothing. It ain't going to give you the 9 gifts of the Holy Ghost. It's not going to give you anything because you don't have the right motives in your heart, according to what you just said in Hebrews 4:12. So
mm-hmm.
The Holy Ghost is not going to work with these people.
Mm-hmm.
And they know it. So all of a sudden, Paul says, I would not have you ignorant, for my people perish and destroy for lack of knowledge.
Yes.
Who is there to challenge the fivefold ministry? The people in the church are so dumb that they don't know how to challenge them because
mm-hmm.
they don't read the Bibles anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got these other folks, they helping one another. Well, if you come and pray, if you come and preach for me this week, then I come and preach for you next week. I'll bring all the people out to hear you, and then my people will pay you, and then your people will pay me. So we're scratching one another's back all down
mm-hmm.
the road. And then here it is, there's nobody determining where the power is because all we doing is going from place to place, lifting up one another instead of the Lord being lifted up. So all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost is out of the game.
Uh-huh.
Staying in the game. So here it is. People recognize that we don't have no Holy Ghost up here, so we don't have to worry about it. Ain't nobody going to challenge us. So here it is. We don't have to talk about no Holy Ghost. We don't have to talk about no power.
Mm.
We don't have to talk about no anointing. We don't have to talk about this. So all of a sudden, you see the results. People come into the church, high blood pressure, gout, sugar, diabetes, backbite. They're sitting up in the church, and the demons are sitting right up in the church with them.
That's right.
About all the things that's going on. And the demons come. When they get ready to leave the church, the demons say, well, thank you all for coming. We look forward to seeing y'all next week, and
uh-huh.
we thank you. that y'all come see if we can't put something else on you. So the people are acting with the unclean spirits, great overseer, and the demons of them are in the same place. So how in the world can you sit up in the in a holy place that's supposed to be holy, and the demons can be comfortable with you in a holy place? Something ain't right.
That's
how can
right.
I sit up in supposedly a clean temple, and I can sit there, and the demons are satisfied and comfortable enough with me to where they don't have to move?
Yes, right. That's right. That's right.
Something
That's
ain't
right.
right.
Something ain't right. And, you know, great overseer, as I was getting ready to come, we have 8 minutes left. You know, in yourself, you can't produce the energy needed to do the things of God. The energy comes from God. And when you are given this energy, it is your responsibility to get rid of every bit you have by letting it flow out of you to a hurting, deprived, diseased, and destitute humanity. You know, when a blood vessel is clogged, it is not a healthy vessel. It has to pull out the life source it has received in order to stay healthy. The same is true of you and me that need to release the anointed inside of us. You know, this is why the Bible say, these signs shall follow them that believe in Mark 16 and 17. And go ye therefore, Matthew 28 and 19. God wants you to keep your vessels open. And you are somebody. Anybody that's listening today, you are somebody. You pass from death to life. You don't receive the anointing of God through your own works. Do I say that again? You don't receive the anointing of God through your own work, but rather through the death of your own works. You'll find Deuteronomy 26 and 6 say, the Egyptian evil entreat us and afflicted us and laid upon us hard bondage, the bondage of your works. If you do not rid yourself of all philosophies that we have, you will carry them into the promised land. That baggage will throw you your faith towards God because you will not trust God with your life as much as you trust in yourself. You have to trust God. Why releasing your anointing? God has a land. He wants you to possess, a destiny for you to fulfill. It is the anointing of his Holy Spirit that gives you the power to go in and possess it. So when you read Deuteronomy 26 and 1, it reads, and it shall be when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, and possess it, and dwell therein. You have to possess the land. You must drive out and spoil the previous tenants. You got to go in and possess the land. You got to get rid of all that junk and everything that was in that didn't produce anything. You got to go in and possess the land. You need to get rid of the old tenants of your heart, your tradition, your philosophy, your ideologically, and replace them with the things of God. My. Then after you possess the land, God wants you to dwell and abide in the land of his blessing. He wants you to live a victorious life, a spirit-led life. I hope today this topic, anointing for God's purpose, I hope each and every person that will tune in, whether it's on Blog Talk, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, whatever way, hope you understand what is going on today. I'll let you have final words, Bishop.
Well, praise the Lord. I don't have nothing to say.
Praise God. Praise God. God is just so good. He is worthy to be praised. I thank each and every person that will tune into this program, this broadcast today, Anointing for God's Purpose. And I know something that Prophet Sim said and Overseer Sadie Yellett said to you today,
will jolt you to get you into that word, to get you into the place that God would have you to be. We are calling you out today for you to get to where God wants you to be, to know your purpose that God has given to you. Stand up. Start using the purpose. Be in that anointing. Don't just say, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost with no evidence, but start using that. Would you pray us off the line today, prophet?
Praise the Lord. Holy Father, precious name of Jesus, Father. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity and privilege to be able to exalt you. We thank you, Father, for the presence of the Holy Ghost. And, Father, we thank you for all of the hearers that are going to be blessed from what is taking place. And we ask that you bless this radio station and bless the great overseer, the host. And, Father, we just thank you for the opportunity and the privilege. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Well, thank you so very much. And everyone that came in or just was listening about the way our archives are on the phone, we thank you for participating or coming, just being there to listen, because you can help somebody else. And we're going to say goodbye until next week. Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord.